Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All Boston Public School principals have been called to a meeting today with School Superintendent Carol Johnson to review protocols for reporting suspected abuse. The meeting comes after the principal of the King School in Dorchester was suspended without pay for not reporting suspected improper conduct by a teacher's aide. That aide, 33-year-old LaShawn Hill, has pleaded not guilty to a charge of lewd behavior toward an autistic student later at another school, the Harbor Pilot School in Dorchester, which Hill was transferred to. For more this morning, we're joined now by Superintendent Carol Johnson. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
Superintendent, what's the message today? What are you hoping to drive home to the folks you're meeting with?
I think that what we want to assure parents is that we want to work with them. We have experts on our team, and Children's Hospital and partners have already supported us a great deal to work particularly in those schools where students may have had contact with this individual. So I think what we want to make sure parents know is that they should listen to their children and help clarify any information. We want them to feel free to call us, and we've set up a hotline. And then we want to make sure we're providing the proper support, both emotional support and making sure families know that there is extra help available to them and to their children during this very difficult time.
Can we come back to the principals? Do you think that principals and maybe teachers are not following protocols, are not following state law on the issue of whether or not incidents like this need to be reported to the state, which under the law they have to be?
So I think that what we have learned from this experience is that in some cases, people were making a judgment about whether an incident had occurred. And in fact, our procedures require them to report the allegation so that this type of incident can be properly and independently investigated. We'll be reviewing this afternoon with all the principals and headmasters, and then they'll go back and review with their staff our complete policy. We think that the policy that we have, as well as, you know, and we reference, obviously, state law in that policy, really defines that you know, we are mandatory reporters and that we have to immediately report any physical, mental, or emotional injury or any kind of any neglect that we might see or anything that might fall into a category that might in any way endanger a student.
Do you think that some principals just simply didn't know that? Do you think that Boston School Department procedures need to be changed so that the principals know that?
I think we need to do additional professional development and training for all of our staff, not just principals, but teachers and paraprofessionals and other support staff. Now, each year, we probably report over or file over 151As. They're not all related to things that happen in schools, because sometimes students come to school and tell us about things in the community or things that have happened in their homes. And so we know that people do report. I think in this instance, you know, the administrator made a judgment call, but it doesn't quite follow the procedures that are clearly laid out in our policy.
You said something that makes me ask this question. You said that you're sure that people do report. Are you suggesting, Superintendent, that there are a number of these incidents of either sex abuse or of child abuse that that Boston school officials are reporting to the state?
Well, I think that some of the reports are not reports that happen actually in schools. We're mandatory reporters for anything that happens to a child. So I don't think it's necessarily a lot of incidents happening in schools. So we have 57,000 students, and I think that routinely have students come and tell us things from our kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. Some of those things are troubling, and I think we try to report them so that if a child is either being neglected or they're homeless, we report that.
Superintendent, there's a perception out there in the community, and I'm sure you know this, that this incident with LaShawn Hill feels a little like the clergy sex abuse situation, where the Boston Catholic Archdiocese transferred priests who faced trouble in one parish to another parish. I'm wondering how the school department goes about combating that image at this point now.
The reason that Mr. Hill left the King School and went to the Harbor School was because we moved an entire special ed program with our special ed restructuring. And so I don't think that this is a matter at all. I think I want to make it clear that the principal did not follow protocol in reporting, but the fact of the matter is we did not just move this person from place to place. I think that is something, though, we will emphasize once again, that people have to report and they have to make sure that they do the proper evaluation of staff for any incident so that people aren't moved around. I think we've made a great deal of progress in our evaluation work. We have a lot more to do to make sure that we have people in the schools that really belong there, not just from an abuse point of view, but certainly we want to make sure that that we do good evaluations so that the very best teachers are in place and support staff to help students learn.
Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson.